What happened between you and your husband? How did this experience affect the two of you?
I think he has great respect for me, the way I handled it and the way I went through it. I think it strengthened our marriage. I think it did.
Has this experience changed your outlook on things in any way?
Yes, it has. I learned that I used to be everything had to be perfect, and I learned, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's not that big a deal if something's not straight or, you know, I look at things in a better light and I'm more easygoing about things. I don't let people, like road rage, I don't let myself get caught up in that. It's not important. I worry about the big things in life.
And that's because of this experience?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
How did that happen? I hear a lot of people describe that. It's interesting.
I don't know. I really don't know. It's just that you feel like if you've gone through that, I mean, I don't complain about problems. You know, I think that might be a problem or that's a imposition. But, you know, having chemo, that's a problem, you know. You have to look at it in a different perspective. And you also have to have a good outlook on life and try to think positive thoughts.
Anything that you might say to a woman sort of beginning down the road that you've already been down?
I would say get educated, learn as much as you can, depend on a network of friends for support. I think that you also have to be proactive in your care. That's why I think you need to be educated about what you're going to go through. Because the more you know, the more you can control some area of your health care. But I think also one thing that I would tell people that is afterwards, you really worry about, is it going to come back? Am I going to get it in the other breast? You know, what's going to happen? Something that helped me is I had a little mantra that I said to myself every day or when I was worried about it coming back. The cancer's gone. My body's healthy. You know, it's not coming back. I just told myself that. And I think it reassured me, whether it was somebody might think it's stupid, but it really helped me not to focus on the fear of getting reoccurring cancer.
How did you learn to do that mantra?
I don't know. It just came to me. I think I read it maybe in a self-help book or something like that. But
so you've said that to yourself many
mm-hmm,
times?
Mm-hmm. And I still do every once in a while. Because just being 8 years out doesn't mean I'm home free.
The attitude that you're describing of being very proactive when you get information, et cetera, did that sort of just immediately come to your mind, or is that something you kind of gradually learned?
I gradually learned it, but you can go the opposite way, too. I know someone who went through breast cancer, and she got online and found out everything that, you know, and it was worse. It was worse. You know, you can know too much information.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers and particularly to the patients who participated in this program. And thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.